your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for another segment with my favorite guest, David Horowitz. David, I want to talk about a book that you wrote fairly recently. The book is entitled Dark Agenda. The reason I want to talk about it is I have read the book, I have a copy of the book in my library, and I think it very, very accurately describes the agenda of the liberals. Can you discuss your book with us, please?
Yeah, I don't like calling them, I'm a liberal, you're a liberal. We're not calling to deny, you know, the President of the United States a platform because he disagrees with us. They're vindictive bigots.
Yeah.
People who were, anyway, I was saying before the break that if you want to understand how the Democratic Party went off the rails and has become such a left-wing extremist party, it's the schools.
I agree.
K-12 and the universities. They just indoctrinate young people. They're, you know, there was a saying in the 60s, you can't trust anyone over 30. You actually can't trust anyone under 30. Because they don't know anything.
That's right.
They don't pontificate, and they don't want to hear. You know, when I was a radical in the 60s,
and you were.
Always wanted to hear, and I was. I wanted to hear what the opposition had to say. I thought it would make me a better radical. Today's radicals, they're just fascists. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They want to shut you down before you speak. Anyway, I'm sorry. I forgot the question you were asking about.
Well, the question I was asking, I want to talk about Dark Agenda because I think the Dark Agenda, quite frankly, very effectively summarizes what the Democratic Party is today. I mean, it's, you know, going after religion, going after everything, and the liberal ideas, in my opinion, are absolutely crazy. Comments?
Well, they're worse than crazy. I mean, they're totalitarian. They're racist. The Democratic Party today stands for identity politics. That's pure racism. You get judged by your skin color, by your gender, by your sexual orientation. The individual disappears and nobody's accountable. And you can see it in this, the virus. The virus, leftists tell you that Kamala Harris's of the world, that the virus is discriminating against black people. No, it isn't. It'll attack anybody. The reason that black people are suffering more is because of bad choices they've made. Obesity and high blood pressure, which comes from obesity, and diabetes too, which comes from obesity, are three what they call comorbidities. That's what kills you.
That's right.
And 80% of black women are obese.
That's right.
They have bad eating habits. But you can't hold individuals accountable for what happens to them. You know, it's always, all the left can see is patriarchies, classes, races, corporations. People don't have any responsibility for what happens to them. That's the totalitarian mentality. You create an enemy, a boogeyman that happens to be Trump is the personification of it, but it's all of us who support him. White people, of course, there's a lot of blacks and Hispanics who are supporting Trump. I don't want to be mistaken, but they can't acknowledge that. They think those people, you know, like Biden said today, if you don't support me, you ain't black. I mean, how racist is that?
That's about as racist as you can get, David. You know, Dave, I just came across my guest of about 3 weeks ago. His name is Professor James Ellis. He is Professor Emeritus at the University of California at Santa Cruz. And I have to tell you, what he said is right.
John Ellis.
Yeah, John Ellis. I'm sorry. No, it's James. But okay. Anyway, having said...
You've got it wrong in your book.
Okay,
I know,
okay,
John.
Okay.
Yeah, John Ellis.
He's a very good guy.
He wrote a book.
Yep.
And he wrote a book. I blurbed the book for him.
Yeah, he's a very good guy.
I gave it an endorsement.
Now,
go ahead.
He claims that The problem with education today is the students being a product of basically the Second World War and, more importantly, Vietnam. Let's say Vietnam, forget about the Second World War. The students being a product of the Vietnam generation, he said, you cannot change their minds. You can't elicit any compromise whatsoever out of them.
Well, not if you suppress the facts. What did the anti-war left do? They forced America to withdraw. They gave the communists a victory, and the communists proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million Indochinese peasants. That's what the left did. But, you know, and Republicans, they're such pussies, and they don't want to embarrass their political opponents. It's just terrible. But you just don't hear that. Every leader of the Democratic Party is, you know, proud of the role they played in helping the communists win in Vietnam and kill 2.5 million peasants. But nobody talks like this.
No.
Like I'm talking.
Well,
and if
you
I
do.
Go to a campus, I get drowned out. Yeah, I know. They conduct their protests inside my speech so nobody really hears what I have to say.
I find
well,
that...
Well, anyway, we lost the battles. We lost all the battles.
Well, but we have not lost the war yet, David, in my opinion. And I
no,
think...
No, we've got the presidency, and we've got a great president. And there are, you know, there are other strong conservative voices in the Republican Party now, which is great. Lee Zeldin, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, I could go on and on. Andy Biggs, Republicans who are not afraid to fight for the country.
I have to say one thing, David, and that is I am absolutely amazed that the Democrats are running Joe Biden. Joe Biden cannot string...
Oh, man, with a straight face. You know, they don't actually support him. I read the statistics, but there's a huge amount of Democrats who don't really like him. But, you know, they'll do it for the war, fighting a war against an imaginary enemy. You know, the white supremacist Trump, what a joke. There's a lot of black supremacists in the Democratic Party, I'll say that.
I happen to agree with you 100%. I hate to get into racial issues, but I have to say one thing on the record, and that is I agree with you 1,000%, David, on what you were saying. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to have David Horowitz on the show. Why do I say that? I say that because he is, in my opinion, the definitive authority on what is going wrong with the United States today. I have nothing but time for Mr. Horowitz. Take a look at his magazine front page. It is great. Stick around. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.